Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a question that a lot of people ask, and it's a very hot topic these days, and that is regarding the revolution of Amir-e-Mukhtar. Obviously, today, because of the serial of the Mukhtar-nama, which is really popular, especially amongst Shia people today, a lot of people ask whether Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam and the other Imams alayhi wasalam were actually satisfied and they were happy with the revolution that Mukhtar did, and whether his actions were satisfactory for them or not. First of all, it's necessary to keep one thing in mind, and that is that it's very difficult to come to a very certain and definitive answer to this question. First of all, because it's a question related to history, and with respect to historical events, it's very hard to come up with a very definite and certain and 100% answer with respect to exactly what happened. Secondly, especially keeping in mind the political, tense political situation in those times, it's hard for us to really come up with a definitive answer with respect to the intentions of a human being in his actions. And also whether the Imams alayhi wasalam was satisfied with a certain person or not, especially taking into consideration the tense political environment in which they lived. Nevertheless, having said that, we can say that there are certain indications in some of the traditions that perhaps the Imams alayhi wasalam, they were satisfied with the revolution of Mukhtar, and also the revenge that he took from the people who perpetrated the heinous crimes against the family of the Prophet and the Imam Hussein and his family. One of those is the fact that Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam, he prayed for Mukhtar. He prayed that God give mercy to Mukhtar. Another testament to the fact that he was satisfied with them and the imams were satisfied with them is a tradition which says that when the head of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was brought to Medina and presented to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he said that there is nobody from the Bani Hashim except that he sends his salutations upon Mukhtar, and he prays for him, and that he speaks good of him. And now, this tradition has been related in Tabaqatul Kubra, volume 5, page 285. In another place, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has been related to have said, "Praise belongs to God, who took revenge for us from our enemies, and may God give reward and recompense and good to Mukhtar." This has been related in Jami al-Riwat, volume 1, page 22. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the revolution of Amir-e-Mukhtar and whether or not the imams were satisfied with his actions or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.